Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right. Wednesday, halfway to the weekend, and you have heard in the forecast, not cool, but cold weather coming in Sunday for Monday and Tuesday. Hey, it's about time. Look, I know a lot of you don't like it, but, you know, you get the weather you like so much of the year that those of us who like it cool to cold, let us have our fun this time of year. And, you know, it doesn't last very long. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on a Wednesday afternoon. There was a big election. And, you know, we have strayed away from talking about politics just because of the hate factor and the misinformation and the biased rhetoric and just people believing what they want to believe, which is okay, except that, you know, people want to make points based on stuff that is not true. And a lot of people don't want to admit it, but they have been, let's say, influenced by the media into believing certain things. And some of those things are simply not true. I think the overall view of what happened in the election was that voters made comments about the current administration. And, you know, that seems to be a fact because it was the size of the victories that were significant. And Democrats won in blue states, but it was the way they won. And they did win against candidates that were strongly endorsed by the current president. So this should be seen, and Republicans should take this seriously and analyze this, because if they pass it off as, this is really nothing, then, you know, maybe they're going to be surprised in the next two elections, next year and then the presidential election in 2028. This is information that comes from voters. Now, I'm talking about the elections overall. I'm not talking specifically about New York, because as I have said, New York City is a collection of boroughs. It's a collection of people who, you know, collectively have just a mindset that is not reflective of America. It's different. New York is tough. It's tough to live in New York. People have problems and issues in New York that people in other cities don't have. So I don't look at the election of the person who is now mayor of New York. I don't look at him, a self-proclaimed socialist. Of course, he's being painted as a communist. I don't know if he's a communist, but I understand the strategy. I understand the marketing of trying to paint him as a communist. I think we have to wait to see what he's going to do. I mean, he won a fair election. And so people spoke. But again, I don't think those people who voted for him are necessarily reflective of America. Having said that, I do think there's something significant about the young voters that got out to vote and the message that young voters are responding to. And maybe there are some similarities. This is what I'm seeing. Some similarities between young voters today and young voters back in the 60s and 70s. And those young voters, they are now the establishment. It's the baby boomer generation. And many of them have changed. Will this young generation today change? Perhaps, but we have to wait to see. But right now they're voicing their opinions. And if young people get out and vote, it does change the outcome of elections. And if you're a young person, you need to realize how much power you have. If you are a millennial, you are the largest segment of the population. That used to be boomers. But millennials now outnumber boomers, and they now control so much of the advertising dollars. They control so much of the business world because, you know, businesses look to cater to the largest segment of the population. There will always be a lot of attention paid to boomers because there's still a lot of boomers out there. And boomers have, you know, new opportunities that older generations didn't have in the past. So there's still a lot of marketing targeting boomers. But boomers are kind of having a difficult time with this idea that another younger generation is getting a lot of attention and is having their voice heard. And as if you're a boomer, as crazy as you think they are, that's exactly what your parents' generation thought of you when you were younger. Maybe not you specifically, but your generation. So I think a lot of what happened is a message that a lot of people are not happy with the sitting administration. And the administration is going to have to assess this. And if it is blown off and not taken seriously, then I believe that's going to be a misstep. And they're going to live to regret that. Last night on Fox News, when the results were coming in, I mean, Martha McCallum and others on there, I mean, they were squirming. I mean, they were, Kayleigh McEnany, I mean, she was absolutely freaking out, saying that America is in a dangerous area right now. And you might be among to believe that. But we're going to get through this, and you're going to get through this, and adjustments need to be made. But look, the president does things to please his followers and not a broader group. And that broader group is not happy with some of the things that the president is doing. There are many Republicans not happy with some of the things the president is doing. Now, we have steered away from politics, but this was a big election, and we're going to talk about this for this hour and this hour alone. We're not going to tolerate any hate. We're not going to tolerate any BS based on misinformation or based on, you know, influence from media outlets that are just trying to rile people up. But if you want to have an intelligent conversation about what happened, then let's have that conversation. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and let's go to Metairie. Scott, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hello, Scott.
Hang on a second. Hang on,
okay.
Scott.
All right, hang on. Yeah, we had a little glitch yesterday with our calls. I hope that's not starting
Scott?
Now. Scott, are you with us?
No. All right, hang on.
Okay.
There we go. Thanks for taking my calls.
All right, Scott. Thanks for being with us. Yeah, okay, we cleared that up. Good job, Ian.
All right. So, you started your 12:15 conversation today with the Republicans not too worried about paying attention to the list, to be worried, paying attention to the list of Trump's back candidates that lost last night. Well, you should have or should have done research that the 2024 presidential election went to Democrats candidates in both New York and New Jersey by 52% versus 46% in New York, 56% versus 43% in New Jersey, and as for Virginia, the results were 52% versus 46%. All three wins were huge wins.
Yep.
Not close, huge.
Right. Well,
no
Scott,
surprise
first,
that all Democrats won last night, yeah. Scoot.
Well, Scott, first
not
of all,
not an issue for the GOP to worry about.
Right.
It would have been a Hail Mary for any
okay.
Republicans. Would have won.
Right. Scott, first of all, I wasn't on the air at 12:15, and New York State was not on the ballot last night, and I'm simply expressing my opinion.
Well,
you have your opinion, and your
being,
you
New
have
York
your opinion, and you
New
turn
York
him turn him down for just a minute. Scott, you have your opinion and observations of what happened last night. I'm sharing my opinions and observations of what happened last night. So continue.
Yeah. Well, there was the mayor's race in New York.
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
Okay. So the governor's race in New Jersey, governor race in Virginia.
Yeah.
But those are three Democratic states. They win every time. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
No one should have thought the Republicans would have won.
Right. Well, Scott, why are people on Fox News concerned? They're especially concerned.
Well, first of all, they're trying to get attention. All the news
okay.
bringing all attention okay. is, and that they're Trump backed. They're Trump backed. The governor of their candidate, Republican for New Jersey, is not a Trump backed candidate.
Hey. Hang on a second. Period. Scott.
Do your homework on that.
Scott.
Stop talking about homework, Scott, or we're going to just, end the phone call.
I'm upset.
Well, no, I have an opinion. I have an opinion that's different from yours. It doesn't mean that I didn't do my homework, okay? So stop with that, okay?
When you start saying the GOP
stop with
should
that.
Start worrying
well, I, that's my, Scott,
New
that's...
York, New Jersey and Virginia.
No, Scott.
It's a no-brainer. It does not do work. I tell you what, Scott, let me ask you this question.
No, Scott, turn him down again.
Scott,
it's my opinion that the Republicans need to learn from this. Now, if you disagree with that, that's okay, but don't call this show and start an argument over it. You have an opinion. It's your opinion. I have an opinion. That's my opinion. Now, you might not like my opinion, but this is America, and, I'm allowed to express that. So, Fox News is not happy. I mean, they're like bread bear. I mean, they're talking about how serious this is for the Republicans. I'm not even talking about it as seriously as they are.
Yeah, I'm listening to CNN, and I'm listening to MSNBC. Why are you listening to Fox?
Because
they
I listen to all of them, Scott. We've addressed that they are in green. They're in blue states, but it's the way that they won that is something that I believe Republicans should pay attention to.
Hey, Scott, as long as you're coming in here and telling everybody to do their homework and saying that we're uninformed and we don't know what we're talking about, who is the governor of Virginia right now?
I'm just saying, if it was a elected...
Who is the governor of Virginia right now, and what party do they belong to?
Answer the question.
Who's the governor in Virginia right now? I have no idea.
Why don't you know that? Because if you're going to come in here and say it's ridiculous for you to suggest that Republicans are upset that they didn't win this race is because they could never win in Virginia, they have a Republican governor right now.
And the governor lost.
He's about to be out of office, and the Democrat governor is going to be in.
But Scott, you're expressing your opinion, but your rage is flawed. I mean, let's get rid of this conversation. All right, this is why I hate talking about politics. This is why I hate it. I mean, Scott doesn't even know who the governor is, and doesn't even know that the Republican was a Republican.
Yeah,
the governor of Virginia was. His point is that I'm crazy because the Democrats always win. Well, the governor of Virginia was a Republican, and now it's a Democrat. That's a flip. That's a switch, and that's something that I'm simply saying that I believe Republicans should pay attention to what voters said, even though this doesn't necessarily reflect all of America. I think it's important to pay attention to what's being said at the polls.
One more thing, and then it's the last thing I'll ever say in my life. If Scott's assertion is that it's silly for us to be talking about this because these aren't competitive states. Number one, just like we said, Virginia currently has a fairly popular Republican governor who is term limited. Otherwise, he would be running and would likely win again. Number two, the attorney general's race in Virginia ended up being pretty competitive because the Democrat candidate there got embroiled in this texting scandal. It was not at all a guarantee that the Republican wouldn't win in that race. Furthermore, if you want to talk about New Jersey and Virginia not being competitive, both of those states... Donald Trump only lost by 6 points in 2024. Donald Trump improved on his margin in New Jersey by 16 points from 2024 to 2020. So and I'm sure Scott is one of these guys that's like, oh, it was a big red wave. It was the big decisive Trump victory.
Yeah.
If we're looking at the same numbers, then your point should be suggesting that you think this is a competitive state. The Republicans can win statewide in New Jersey. It's the same case in Virginia.
But Ian, it's people like this last caller who don't want us to talk about this because we're right. And we also have a right to our opinion. And if we're right, it shatters his world and his belief system. And nobody should be that hung up on politics that if something doesn't turn out the way they want it to turn out, that nobody should talk about it. And if something doesn't turn out the way they want it to turn out, that shouldn't shatter their world. Your world should not, your life, your character, your everything about you should not be based on your politics. And for a lot of people, that's the way it is. They're defined by their politics.
Nothing makes you look more foolish than starting out a conversation saying, well, you guys didn't do your homework. I've done my homework. You don't know what you're talking about. And then you don't. And it's fine if you want to come to the table and have a disagreement. But if you're going to start out with, you guys haven't done your homework, and then immediately it's apparent that you haven't done your homework. Yeah, well, now you look like an idiot, and that's nobody's fault but your own.
Yeah, that's the hypocrisy. We got to get to a break here, but if you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to your text, also more of your calls. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenhart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. We're not going to get back into talking about politics a lot, but this was a significant election, and a lot of local people here in New Orleans and throughout the Gulf region are interested in what is being said at the polls. And I have said that I do not believe New York totally reflects the rest of this country, because New York is just a different place. And if you've ever been there, you know that New York is a different place, and that's okay. But it's different. There's no concern that progressive socialists are going to be elected in cities across this country. But the right-wing radicals are going to try to convince you that this is a trend, and this is the new Democrat Party, and this is where we're headed as a country. And Kayleigh McEnany was on Fox News last night freaking out over all of this. She doesn't need to get everything all up in a wad, because it's not that scary. I mean, you're going to get through this. But I do think Republicans should pay attention to what was said at the polls. And younger voters really tick off older voters, because younger voters have a lot of power and they have a different view. And younger voters voted last night in the elections. This is a statement about the current administration. Bill Clinton got in trouble. Bill Clinton got in trouble by changing and by doing some things once he took office. And he was smart enough and humble enough to recognize it. And man, he made a big comeback. Now, is the current president going to do the same thing? We have to wait and see. But again, I don't know if this is a predictor of the future, but it's something to pay attention to. And that's why we're talking about it. If you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to your calls coming up here in just a few minutes. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2000, Jimmy Davis, a country singer and songwriter who also served as governor of Louisiana from 1960 to 1964, passed away at the age of 101. Now, most people know that he wrote the song, You Are My Sunshine. But this is another song that Governor Jimmy Davis wrote that in 1945 was the number one hit on the country charts. There's a new moon over my shoulder. This is former governor of Louisiana, Jimmy Davis, and his number one hit from 1945. And you'll hear it only on Scoot on the Air on WWE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You will. So a guy that the right is calling a commie has been elected mayor of New York. The right wants you to freak out over this. I don't think you need to freak out over this. But I will say this. What happened last night is about affordability. It's about inflation. It's about prices being too high under a president that promised to control inflation from day one. It's a sensitive spot for people. Something that Republicans do have to look at carefully. It's obvious that they're very aware of it. Those are not my words. Those are the words of Fox News anchor Martha McCallum. They're talking about this on Fox News, and then I had the last caller say, well, why am I watching Fox News? Well, excuse me, but I try to watch all of them. This is a big loss. That's from Brett Baer on Fox News. They're paying attention to this on Fox News. I'm not making this up. I'm not presenting some kind of left-wing, progressive, radical agenda here. I'm talking about the very things that they're talking about on Fox News, and that this is something that Republicans need to pay attention to. Rick is in Metairie. Rick, you're now on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good. I don't want to say I'm Paul Revere, but you know how the call to democracy was the British are coming, the British are coming? Well, it would have been worse if he would have said the British are here. Well, I'm telling you, the dictator and the fascists are here. Scott, pay attention, all right? Look it up yourself. The alternative party in Germany, a Nazi party, they have gained almost enough seats in Germany. They work on coalitions. You know, they can form coalitions, all right? They have the German Constitution, written by Americans after World War II. Thank God, in the Constitution says you cannot quote Hitler, you cannot have swastikas. It's in the Constitution. This is an opinion. This party, early on, kept violating it. They were small. They kept growing. They're very slick. They got a female leader. They packed his teams in TikTok. They don't do this. Now, all the intelligence services in Europe, they have found the papers. They're being funded by Russia, okay? Now, Russia is basically fascist now, all right? Hungary has fascist leader. Germany, my God. This party is wants to abandon Ukraine like Trump, right? You know why? Because they want fascism. They want to be just like Europe, just like Trump. Now, listen to this. This is, they have now, how, you know, crook, whatever, they have now, if one party, one of these parties in Germany, form a coalition, they'll have the majority. You know, Trump voters, turn off the Kardashians, all right, and pay attention to this. This is. I'm telling you. Listen to this. Wait. I'm not finished.
I'm listening.
They now, the other two, only because other two parties that hate each other form a coalition that prevent this. This is exactly Hitler didn't fight his way in. It's exactly what he did. It's exactly what Trump's doing. Now listen to this. J.D. Judas Vance, February 25th, 2025. Went to the convention of this party, right? And listen, go look at YouTube. He gave a speech telling them, stand by, you know, stand up. Who is that? It is the exact same thing if Truman, right, for you Trump voters, that's not somebody on Big Brothers. That was the vice president of Roosevelt. That would be no different than the vice Truman went to Germany right after Hitler marched into Austria and said the same thing. You know, y'all spitting on the graves of my grandpa, the veterans of World War II, by Scott, them
just forget everything. I mean, the
all right, Rick, I'm gonna have to get to him.
This party, that's why, you know, God, hell, and Russia, they and you say Russia's not fun, and they doing this.
Oh, I didn't say that. Speaking,
so look it up yourself, people. You know
Rick,
what,
Rick? Rick, do this.
You, all of this stuff, Rick, about Pence, everything.
Rick, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
And it's gonna go right in through.
Rick, can you hear me,
on,
Rick?
Thank you.
Rick, Earth to Rick.
Okay, he's done.
Rick, can you hear me? No. Okay. Well, I wanted to ask Rick to sum up what he really. I mean, he said a lot.
He
I
hung
wanted
up.
Him to sum up in a few words. I mean, yeah, he didn't want to talk. He just wanted to spew. I think he was saying that there is a movement around the world that is moving toward. Some kind of very different government where people are controlled, fascism or whatever. I don't think people in New Orleans, I don't think people in this part of the country, I don't think people across the country should be freaked out that Zohran Mamdani is the new mayor of New York. I don't think that has a big impact on America. I mean, we'll have to wait and see. The president has made a lot of threats against New York City. If they elected him, he's been elected. Let's see what happens. But with Martha McCollum and Bret Baier, there may be others, but those two on Fox News, prominent hosts on Fox News, talking about how this, what happened last night, is a concern for Republicans. It is a statement, even though the winners were in blue states, but there was a Republican in Virginia before. Now there's a Democrat as governor. This was a significant thing that happened last night, and Republicans need to pay attention to it because it seems like it is a statement about what a lot of people feel about the current president and the administration and the other party. And they need to pay attention to this. If they fail to pay attention to it, I think it's going to get worse. And I think there were some moderate Democrats who won. And I think this is the thing that should scare Republicans the most, because moderate Democrats would force Republicans to go to the right. And if Republicans go further to the right, I don't know that the younger generation is going to accept that. And that's going to make Democrats, as much as they don't have a message, that's going to make them look more appealing. So, again, we have to see what happens. But if you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, last night, seconds left in the game, Alvarado drains a three. The Pelicans win. I'm Scoot, and we will be right back on WWE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Oh, yeah, Republicans had a bad day yesterday at the polls. So they need to assess what's going on. It's a voice from the people, but, you know, does it really reflect all of America? We don't know yet. But what happened yesterday is worth paying attention to from both sides. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us here on WWL. Kermit Ruffins, because SNAP benefits are ending for a lot of people, two federal judges have told the president that he needs to continue to at least give partial SNAP payments to everybody, at least the poor. He has now threatened to end all SNAP payments because the Democrats will not succumb to his demands to end the shutdown. And by the way, the government shutdown does continue. So Kermit Ruffins at his mother-in-law lounge at 1500 North Claiborne today and tomorrow and Monday through Thursday at 5 p.m. throughout this month. He's giving away meals. You can pull up to the Columbus Street side and receive a plate without even leaving your car. And Roger from Logo Express and Perfume Headquarters is donating $500 from each business, a total of $1,000 to Kermit Ruffins. So we're going to get that to Kermit. We're going to talk to him when we get off the air. We'll set that up. But that's just a great donation for that cause, and I appreciate what Kermit Ruffins is doing, and others are trying to help out as well. All right, let's go to Slidell. Lana, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Lana.
Thank you. The reason you were asking why Kayleigh McEnany and the others are so upset about it, the reason why is because Martha and several others live in Jersey. Why wouldn't they be upset? He's not going to lower their light bills. He's going to keep it the way it is.
Well, he's not mayor. Miserable. He's mayor of New York. He doesn't have anything to do with New Jersey.
Same thing. Because
he doesn't have anything to do with
New Jersey.
Right.
Well, the Democrats won in Jersey also.
But she's a moderate Democrat. She's not some radical.
No, she's not moderate. Not at all.
Well,
and she wants
we differ our opinions.
She wants men in women's locker rooms and things like that. I mean, she's a socialist.
Hang on a second, Lana. Even if we take Lana's word at that, do you know anything else about Mikey Sherrill's economic policies or what she wants to do about taxes or affordability or housing or anything like that? Because you may not agree with her position on the gender thing, but that doesn't mean that she's not a moderate.
Well, here's the other question, Lana. Tell me where you heard that. Tell me where you heard that she wants men in ladies' locker rooms. Okay, so you heard that from Fox News.
All day and all night.
Ian, would you double check that? We're gonna fact check that. Okay, we're gonna fact check that. Because if you're right, I think that's wrong. I don't think men belong in ladies' locker rooms.
If Spanberger doesn't, then Mikey Sherrill does.
Well, we're gonna check both of those. But you have to think for yourself, Lana. You can't believe everything you're told
They're not gonna lower taxes. They've already said so. She said she's going to raise them.
Okay, but why are you concerned? You live here. It has no impact on you.
I'm concerned because it's spreading. It's basically spreading.
Is that what Fox News told you?
The socialists have been out there forever waiting
Where did you hear that?
I'm not a fan of yours. I'm MAGA.
All right, where did you hear that?
I'm not a fan of yours.
Where did you hear that?
On Fox.
Okay, so that's your only source.
They're the best source.
Okay,
they're
that's
the
your
only
own.
So, tell
okay.
you what's going
right.
on.
Lana, I appreciate the call. If that's your only source, we're going to do some fact checking here, and we're going to check and see. But, you can't believe everything you hear on Fox, and I can't let you on the air and just say things just because you heard it on Fox. We'll try to find out about this. If it's true, then I will address that. And if you're not a fan of mine, that's okay. I'm entitled to my opinions, like you're entitled to your opinions. But I don't see socialism. There has been talk, Lana. I'm probably older than you, and I have been hearing talk about socialism taking over this country for decades and decades, and it hasn't happened. It is a scare tactic that is used to scare people like you. And it's not, I don't see any more signs of socialism taking over today than I did in the past.
Mikey Sherrill has a somewhat mixed record on trans rights, which is really what Lana is talking about. It's very, and it's not surprising that she would learn this kind of language from Fox, where they say, this candidate demands that biological men be in girls' locker rooms, as if that's like the alpha and omega of whatever policy we're talking about.
Yeah.
If the candidate is pro-trans rights, then they might have voted against a bill that would ban transgender youth from playing in the sport that corresponds with their gender, whatever. You know, but it's not always that simple. Like, she's voted a couple times, like the National Defense Authorization Act of this year. She voted in favor of that, which included a provision restricting access to gender-affirming care for minors. So, you know, on some votes, yeah, she's been, like, more pro-trans. On some, not, which is how you get to be called a moderate, Mikey.
But Lana, that's not happening here. And that kind of person is not going to win here. Socialism is not going to take over Louisiana, New Orleans, or the Deep South. So I don't know that you should be that concerned about that. All right, look, I want to sample once again. I want to play more of this as time goes on. But this is the brand new song from Jordan Blue, who was on our show, who finished third on America's Got Talent. The song is called Keep Me Up. I believe, from my knowledge of music and my years in this business, I believe this is a hit. And remember, you might have heard it here first, but this is a really good song. We'll play a little bit of this, go to break. I'll play more of it tomorrow. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the SOTA calendar on this day in 1965, The Who released My Generation. I'm Scoot on the air. So we've had a couple of truculent callers. It's a word we learned recently on this show, truculent. They were very, very truculent. And they took up a lot of time. We have a lot of calls and a lot of text. So I'm going to extend this conversation to 3:20, and then we're going to end it. We don't need arguments. We don't need a bunch of BS. We don't need rhetoric. You can have your opinion. I may have my opinion. It might be different, and that's okay. This is America. But there are people on Fox News expressing deep concern for the Republicans. And I'm simply saying that the Republicans should take notice of what happened last night, because I think it is significant, but we don't know yet if it does really reflect the country. But we're going to continue the conversation until 3:20, and then it's over. There are things like this that we will occasionally need to talk about. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.